Hell's Kitchen, Columbus, Indiana's premier music and art podcast. Get ready for a half an hour of news, information, and fun with your host, John Burroughs.
Hey, this is from my brother Scott. Rock on, dude. Righteous.
That's right, everybody. This is John Burroughs, and you are listening to Hell's Kitchen, Columbus, Indiana's premier musician and artist podcast. The caller you heard during our intro music was a friend of mine, Sherry of Columbus, Indiana. She called 206-202-HELL to leave that message, and you should too. Heck, you know, come on. Give us a call, leave us a message. We'll try to get it on the air. If we can't play it on the air, then I guess you're SOL. So the number again is 206-202-4355. I'm going to take a little time to tell you about what we got on the show today. We're going to be playing some music from a local artist called Nap J. We're also going to go to 4th Street Bar and Grill and do an interview with the owner, Kurt Schwarz. Should be a really interesting show. So we're going to go ahead and play the track off of Nap J's album. Nap J is a native of Franklin, Indiana. He is 16 years old. I wanted to let you all know that this track does contain some cussing. So if you have any kids in the room, tell them to leave now. He has got a lot of talent. So we're going to go ahead and let you listen to his song. And we hope you like it. We'll be right back after that, filling in on a little more of what's going to go on with the rest of the show.
Hey, this is going to be fire, man. Let's do it, baby. Yeah. Hey, DT, motherfucker. It's now J, bitch. Yo, yo. You don't want to fuck with me, man. Here we go. Let's do it. Time to come up. Yo, 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 yo. You'll never take me alive. I'm getting high with my 4-5. Shoot these motherfuckers out of 10. Lost my eye. I'm gonna be the motherfucker that look in the sky and ask God why I'm broke, bitch, I'm cooking the pie. You gotta die now, cause you living a lie now. I pull up to your whip, put the gun to your eyebrow. Fuck being broke, I got coke to pass off. I quit selling cokes, now I rap my ass off. And all these motherfuckers wanna get with me. Better sit in your seat before you get hit with the heat. I swear to God that I'm hungry for a penny. But it's hard to stay focused when all this liquor is in me. I'm ready to die every time I fucking breathe. So why do these drugs have me falling to my knees? Ain't no stopping at the red lights, motherfucker law. I'm the realest motherfuckers that you bitches ever saw. Hey, yo, get that money and get that dough. Fuck that bitch and fuck that hoe. Y'all trying to act like y'all don't know. We gonna get that money and get that dough. Get that money and get that dough. Fuck that bitch and fuck that hoe. Y'all trying to act like y'all don't know. We gonna get that money and get that dough. Nap J, I'm the most wickedest. Call me a bitch while your bitch wanna get with this. Oh my God, I'm a son of a gun. Nap J, the hottest motherfucker under the sun. People love it when I come through the venue. Nap J, I'm the hottest kid up on the menu. May I continue? Say sir, yes sir. If not, I come through your hood like the Chainsaw Massacre. You can't catch me fed, I'm on the jet ski fed. Then I'm with your girlfriend getting head. These rhymes are not stolen, these rhymes are not fake. Who else write rhymes like the ones that I make? I'm getting hot like a candle, can't tell you the truth, but you might not handle it. I rap, it's really what's better to do, and I don't care what you think, cause I'm better than you. It goes, get that money and get that dough. Fuck that bitch and fuck that hoe. Y'all trying to act like y'all don't know. We gonna get that money and get that dough. Get that money and get that dough. Fuck that bitch and fuck that hoe. Y'all trying to act like y'all don't know. We gonna get that money and get that.
That was Nap J with a track off his new album. I'm very sorry that I can't give you the name of the album because it's actually his demo CD, but I do think the young man has plenty of potential. Like I said before, he's a native of Franklin, Indiana, and he's 16 years old. I was introduced to his music by my friend's daughter, so thank you very much, Chrissy.
and a big shout out to the Anthony family for cluing me in on this up and coming. Be sure to listen to future episodes of Hell's Kitchen for a possible interview with this talented young man. That's what I like, new talent. I'm really looking forward to having more of Columbus's musical talent on future shows. If anyone would like their music showcased on our show, give us a call. Also, if you're an artist and have a website or info on an upcoming show of your work, drop us a line. We'll post it on the show notes, as well as putting you on the show. That's right, the number you can call to tell us all you know is 206-202-4355. That's right, 206-202-HELL. Give us a call. You could be on one of our next shows. Now, about that interview with the owner of 4th Street Bar, Kurt Schwarz. I went to 4th Street to talk with him about his place, 4th Street Bar and Grill, and also to discuss the biggest block party that Columbus has ever seen. That will be happening July 29th, and it will be huge. A two-block section of 4th Street will be shut down for two stages of music, food, and fun. We will be asking him all about the details, so we will take you now to our first Hell's Kitchen interview with Kurt Schwarz at 4th Street Bar and Grill. I'm here at 4th Street Bar and Grill with owner Kurt Schwarz, and I want you to go ahead and introduce yourself, Kurt, to the Hell's Kitchen audience and tell us a little bit about 4th Street.
Well, again, my name is Kurt Schwarz. My wife and I, Kelly, bought 4th Street Bar back in 1999, so we've had it for about 7 years. But the bar itself has been around since 1981, so this is actually our 25th year anniversary. We're just a great local place where people from town and from out of town can get together and enjoy some good times with their friends and have a great bite to eat and enjoy a cold beer or a drink of their choice and relax and talk to their friends.
So you guys, what sets 4th Street Bar and Grill apart from other bars and restaurants in town?
Well, more than anything else, there's two things, our staff and our menu, both food and drink. We have a lot of different things and a lot of variety as far as food menu goes. Just about all of our food is homemade. It's definitely not your average chain restaurant food. And we really do a lot of different things with our menu, including changing specials every month, month and a half. Right now we have tropical summer specials with a lot of interesting Caribbean-themed barbecue items. We have drink specials that go along with those that we change all the time. And we also have a very wide variety of microbrews and craft beers and interesting new cocktails that change with the seasons.
Good deal. So you guys, what do you guys do for entertainment here? I hear that you guys have bands almost every weekend.
Just about every Saturday night we have live music here at 4th Street Bar and Grill. We do skip a Saturday here and there, like this weekend being 4th of July weekend. There won't be a big crowd downtown here in Columbus with everybody doing things outside. So every once in a while, like this weekend, we skip a band on a Saturday night. But generally, every Saturday you can count on some great entertainment here at 4th Street with some great local acts and every once in a while some bigger name regional acts coming through.
Well, speaking of entertainment, I understand 4th Street's going to be involved in a large outdoor event at the end of July.
Yeah, this is actually going to be the first of what we hope is an annual big block party. It's actually a benefit for the Columbus Area Arts Council, an arts organization that sponsors all kinds of entertainment throughout the year, and this is one of their big fundraisers. We're going to be closing off two full blocks of 4th Street, and four restaurants that are located on 4th Street are going to take part in this. We're going to have a lot of live music, bands at each end of the closed-off street area with music playing from 4 to 11. It's on July the 29th, again from 4 to 11. Beer trucks at each end, a lot of great food from all four of the restaurants, and it should be a great time. We hope to have several thousand people down here, and if all goes well, weather-wise, it'll be a great event, and we look forward to doing it every year, and as it grows bigger and bigger, we'll have bigger and bigger named bands.
Good deal. Now, who's going to be playing the stages this year?
Well, again, there's going to be two stages. There's one at one end of the street that will have a great local group called Derek Howard. He's very well known around Columbus, Nashville, Bloomington, Indiana. Following that, and that starts at 4:30. Following Derek Howard, we have Jasmine Baby, which is a little bit lighter, peppier jazz group. That starts at 6 o'clock. And then at 7, the Top Hat Blues Band is going to be playing some great blues and jazz. And then from 9:30 to 11, another great local group, Viagra Phonics, which is a group that's been around Columbus for a long time. They play some Motown rock and roll type music. Will be playing from 9:30 to 11, and that's on one stage only. If that wasn't enough, the other stage has music going on all at the same time. We have Smooth Country starting on the other stage at 4 o'clock, playing country and bluegrass music. At 5:45, a very well-known local and regional artist, Jimmy Reiser, is going to be playing. For anyone who doesn't know Jimmy Reiser, he played with John Cougar Mellencamp's group for years. And is very well known around these parts. Following Jimmy, Union Blues, another great local group with some very close ties to 4th Street Bar here, will be playing from 7:15 to 8:30. They also play some rock and roll, blues, and jazz type music. And then following Union Blues, beginning at 9 o'clock, we have Kevin Mole and the Burning Sensation, again playing some rock and roll here at this end of the street. So, a lot of variety, a lot of activity, and definitely something for everybody.
Good deal. The admission prices, how much will it be to get into the event?
Well, for all the music that's going to be playing, all 8 bands, all evening, admission is only $5. All benefits from that go to the Columbus Area Arts Council again. All proceeds from that go to the Columbus Area Arts Council. And with your $5 admission, you actually get $2 coupons for any food items at the event. So basically it's $3 that you're paying to the Arts Council, and then you get $2 back out of the $5 admission. So it's a great deal. You know, no matter what, everybody will have a great time, and it should be a great deal that we can do again each year.
Can anyone feel comfortable coming to the event?
Yeah, absolutely. The event is open to all ages. We ask that it is a 21 and older crowd after 8 o'clock or so, but before that it's open to all ages, and anyone that wants to hang out past that is certainly welcome to. All ages, all types of music taste between country, jazz, rock and roll, old time rock and roll, current top 40. So really something for everybody, all ages, and every walk of life.
Now, besides the entertainment and the food, will there be stuff for like the children to do and things like that?
Yeah, actually there's a couple other events going on simultaneously. The Kids Commons, Columbus Kids Commons, which is a children's museum here in downtown Columbus, right around the corner from us, is putting on a Japanese event for children that day, a Japanese fair for the kids. And that's going to be going on all afternoon. It's not actually part of this event, but it's right next to it, so there'll be a lot of things for the kids to do. There'll also be things for kids to do within the event. The Columbus Fire Department is bringing down a dunk tank for kids, and also going to be setting up some NASCAR simulator type equipment that the kids can play on while the adults are having a good time.
Well, that's about all the questions I had for you. Can you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you to find out more information if they need to?
Well, 4th Street Bar is located in downtown Columbus, 433 4th Street, so we invite you to stop by anytime. You can reach us by telephone also at 812-376-7063.
All right. Well, I thank you very much, Kurt, for taking time out to give this interview, and we hope to see all you guys down here for this event.
Anytime, absolutely. Come on down July the 29th or any other time, and we'd love to see you.
All right, so there it is. Now you have all the information you need about one of Columbus's coolest bar and grills and about the humongous block party that is going down July 29th right here in good old Columbus. I hope you enjoyed listening to Hell's Kitchen's first interview ever. I know that I had fun conducting it. We'll be having future interviews with more of Columbus's finest in future episodes. Now we're going to listen to a band that will be playing the block party in Columbus, Indiana on July 29th. The name of the band is Kevin Mole and the Burning Sensation. Kevin Mole and Burning Sensation have been spreading the love since 2003.
comprised of music majors from Butler University in Indianapolis, the band's funky, jazzy, and percussive sound originates from the diverse backgrounds of its musicians. Each member was classically trained on his instrument, and each comes from a stylistically different background, from orchestral to jazz to world music. Let's take a listen to these local boys, and we'll be right back after that.
To see things that are imaginary, I want you to believe me. Yeah, I just wanted to say, and I wanted to say it in my own way, that I wanna be where I do someday, and I hope it happens any day. Oh, I just wanted to say, and I wanted to say it in my own way, that I wanna be with you someday, and I hope it happens any day.
Was Kevin Mullen, Burning Sensation, with their new song, Any Day Now. The block party that's going to be going on July 29th here in Columbus will be awesome, because all the bands will be just as good as the song you just heard. Well, I wanted to take a minute and let you listen to another call we received on our call-in line. It's a strange one, but I said I'd play your calls, so let's take a listen, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, this is Ernest T. Pegger. Mother phone's ringing. I'll be right back.
There you go, Ernest T. Now you're on the show. Well, that pretty much is all we have for you for episode 1 of Hell's Kitchen. I wanted to close out the show with a little shout-out to one of our listeners. His name's John, but we here at the kitchen like to call him Fly. Here's to you, bro. I hope you like the show. Just as I hope that all of you like this first episode. I wanted to thank everyone for listening, and we'll see you next time on Hell's Kitchen.
Hell's Kitchen is a production of Slices by Designs. Give us a call on our shout-out line, 206-202-4355, or contact us at hellskitchen@podomatic.com.